It's the Christmas season, and somebody wanting to pay us a visit, an old friend of the show. Let's open the door and welcome the generic youth minister into the studio. Hello, generic youth minister.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all. Yes. Merry Christmas, George.
Yes, Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Craig.
Merry Christmas.
Are y'all enjoying your Christmas season?
We are.
I sure hope you're going to church this month, because as I like to say, Jesus is a reason for the season.
Yes, that's right.
That's something that I like to say. Yes. And you know, so many people just turn this Christmas season into just like an orgy of consumption or something. I mean, it's like buying all kind of stuff and everything. But really, you should be paying attention to the origin story instead of consuming things. Because, you know, a lot of people don't even remember the story of Christmas anymore. That's how sad this has gotten.
It's terrible.
So sad.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and everyone remembers the story, right, of the original Christmas that happened those many years ago.
Yes.
Which is when, like, Mary and Joseph, they had to, like, travel to, like, Bethlehem for a census or to pay taxes or something weird. And there was, like, no room in the Bethlehem La Quinta. I'm kind of going from memory here.
Yeah, you don't clearly.
Because I don't have it written down in front of me. But they didn't have any vacancies. So Mary and Joseph had to sleep in, like, a barn or a structure
stable,
or something.
Man.
Yeah, what? And so they had to be out there. Well, while they were there, Mary's water broke, as you could imagine, and a donkey took notice and then went and alerted a nearby angel, who I think was there for some other business or a convention or something.
I don't know if that's exactly how it was
involved. So then the angel ran to get some shepherds and let them know. So the shepherds show up, and then it's like Mary's like, I didn't prepare to entertain, you know, and got all these people showing up and everything. And then some like Chinese astrologers or somebody from the East who
wise men
studying
maybe
stars or something, they show up. And then there was a guy named Murray and a gentleman named Mr. Incense, and they bring precious metals. So Mary's sitting there with gold and frankincense and myrrh. He's there, and they're all like, they're just shooting the breeze and stuff. But anyway, so it was a pretty good little birth overall.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't remember that story, and that's why we do Christmas pageants, is to remind people of the story of the original Christmas.
Yeah,
we were talking
about one of those earlier. They've
unfortunately,
got big ones.
Yeah, I know, like Prestonwood, they're always big time in our church with their Christmas
pageant.
Yeah,
they got camels
and everything.
I mean, good
Lord. They got camels and like fighter jets and just crazy stuff.
Laser
shows and the stable and stuff like that. But, you know, we try to compete with them, and it's hard to compete with them, but we try. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I have an announcement to make here.
Oh, gosh.
It's with heavy heart and a lighter wallet that I have to say that we have to suspend our Christmas pageant this year.
Oh, why?
We have had nothing but problems. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. It's like 63% of our cast in the Christmas pageant, they got E. coli from them camels.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you had camels, too.
Yeah, we had camels, and I tell you, you know, the camels we've been rehearsing with, apparently we weren't cleaning out the hay or something like we should.
Oh,
I didn't know, you know, all this because I didn't grow up in the country.
I don't know why
nothing.
The camel would have to rehearse.
But and we had one of the angels fell from the suspension cable and broke her back.
Wow.
So she's all laid up in traction at Baylor Scott White, and someone told me this morning she's retained a civil lawyer, and that can't be a good sign for nothing. And then the shepherds that we hired were real shepherds.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out real shepherds are pretty rough customers.
Really?
I don't know if you know this. Yeah, but I mean, they cuss like sailors around our kids
and stuff.
And they've broken into our financial office like over 14 times. I mean, I wish they just would have left us one external hard drive where we at least have some of the records of the church left. But I've been having to drive around pawn shop to pawn shop around
trying to find
our equipment. But they got all our church records. And then we had a donkey that took a pretty good chunk out of the kid playing baby Jesus.
Terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
You're telling me the 114 stitches was the least of it, too.
114?
Yeah, we had to replace the baby because, I mean, who's ever seen a one-handed newborn Jesus?
All
I mean, nobody
took off a hand.
And then it turns out our Joseph had a bit of a drinking problem. We didn't do enough personality screening on him. He was hiding like fifths of whiskey or something. I don't know, alcohol drinks.
Yeah.
So, but he was hiding them in the swaddling clothes and stuff, and he was doing that. And then Mary, she was getting such stage fright that she developed a pretty serious benzo addiction.
Oh no, gosh. In a short time.
So currently she's in a Russian hospital trying to detox by going into a medically induced coma.
Oh my God.
It's all weird, man. It just completely fell apart. But I wanted to at least come by here and give you guys some gifts.
Oh, that's really not necessary.
I got a couple of inscribed NIV Bibles for each of you.
Oh, thank you. Very sweet.
The only official Word of God is the NIV.
Thank you.
And some pretty cool little James Avery jewelry's in your gift baskets there.
Wow, that's really nice.
And you'll also see there's a copy of my sermons on compact disc.
Oh, look at that.
Called
yeah.
Getting Crunk for JC. A lot of my hip youth pastor sermons are on there.
George, your compact disc sounded like paper. That's odd.
Well, that was my bag that I was opening.
Oh, okay.
And y'all got to be there.
Radio theater.
You got to be there for our totally contempt rockin' Christmas Eve service that we're having.
So hip. That
sounds
it's
really
so
contemporary.
Hip. It's going to be a lot of low-end Taylors being played.
Oh, yeah.
Got a Squire Classic vibe J-bass that'll be working there.
Oh, perfect.
And a set of early generation V-drums. We're going to be really
well, you just leave the drum set
the
up there, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we do. It's going to be great. You guys got to come on out there. And don't forget, Jesus is the reason for the season.
That's right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
See ya.
See you later.
There he goes. The generic youth minister.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.